Time is 9:30, and it's time to check in with Central Casting out there at Green Country Village Senior Living Community. We've got Casey Williams here with us, and congratulations, your drumline
has been
all over the world and back.
Oh, it's just been so much fun. And we talked about it a little bit last month. I think it had just gone out.
Mm-hmm. It just got started with only a mere million views with your drummers.
So we have exercise class twice a week.
Uh-huh.
And Tyler Watts, who's our life enrichment director, saw online. He was like, oh, this looks like fun. So he went to the dollar store and got these bushel laundry baskets. Walmart, got these... those inflatable exercise balls for yoga and that kind of stuff. And then he just went online and got some inexpensive drumsticks. And he looked online. He is musically inclined, mm-hmm. so he can figure out rhythms and all that kind of stuff like I cannot. But and he started this exercise class, and they just loved it. There was like seven or eight people that would do it. And... Debbie Ferguson, one of our directors there, just took a cute little video. I mean, it was like a 40-minute video mm-hmm. or something. And I was like, oh, let's put that on Facebook. And we put things on Facebook all the time. And so I'm excited if we have 35 views or 3 comments, because it's for friends and families and the residents. And then by noon the next day, it was like 500,000. I think by the end of the day, it was 4,000 views, and I was laughing because I said, oh, watch out, we're going to have news stations calling us, blah, 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 just laughing. And now we have 44 million views on our Facebook alone, 600,000 shares, and we were on the Drew Barrymore show.
Yeah.
We've been on, not we, they, one of our residents did an interview with the New York City news station. Another resident was on an Oklahoma City news station. And so it's just been really uplifting and fun and unexpected. And we've gotten just a lot of comments from around the world of, I'm going to do this with my mom at home. I am going to do this with my community because I am a life enrichment director.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, for us, was the thrilling thing. I mean, it's been fun to be in the spotlight, but sharing joy and sharing our resources, because it's nothing new. There are other drumming classes you can take. I know there's one at the Y called Pound and Drums Alive, but sharing what we did for very little money and a whole lot of fun with the world has been a blast. It really has been a blast. So,
your residents just looked like they were having a great time. Every time I see that video, and then, of course, the clip from the Drew Barrymore show, on top of the world.
Super fun. And also, if you look at our Facebook, our Green Country Village Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see some other things that we do. Now our drum class is full of 20 people. So... everyone's loving doing that. We have a line dancing class twice a week for the residents. And the Bartlesville Civic Ballet has loaned us bars.
Oh, for stabilizing,
yes. Yep, for those that might just feel a little more secure holding on to something. We have great master classes.
Mm-hmm.
They're videos that... college educators, they present something right now. I believe they're studying Jane Goodall and Native Americans of North America.
Mm-hmm.
We have book clubs, so it's really a special place to be educated, to have fun, to socialize with, you know, family and friends at Green Country.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if folks want to take a look at your Facebook page, all they have to do is just get on Facebook and look up Green Country Village.
Correct.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it'll take you to the search bar there.
Right.
And
sure
you can't will. Miss it.
You cannot miss it. And also, you'll just see some of the other things that that go on in our community, because we're famous for our drum, but that's not the only thing that we do.
No, you do a million and one things.
That's right. You'll see a fun picture. Our Life Enrichment Associates brought in snow when it was snowy, and they made snow creatures in the warmth, but we sent out the young ones to get the snow so that our seniors could enjoy making snowmen and that kind of stuff inside. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. And one thing that we're super, a couple of things that we're super excited about, we have a new, let me think of what it would be called. It's a new system called IN2L. It's never too late. And what it is, it's a touch screen that is for seniors, but it's mostly for people with memory concerns. So we have a simulator for riding a bicycle. So when you are pedaling, the screen shows like a street. Then we have an airplane simulator. So it's a joystick, but they are looking like they are flying.
Oh, wow.
There's a ton of things. They can go to a, quote, museum. They can set up their own profile that is very secure with their family member. So let's say your mom, Tom, lived with us at Green Country. Mm-hmm. She would have her own profile. You could, quote, email her or send pictures of your family to her.
Mm-hmm.
You could, quote, FaceTime or do a face-to-face. But it's very secure, and it's only through this program.
Mm-hmm.
Very user-friendly. And of course, our associates love to assist those residents. So that's exciting to have for our residents that right now, especially in assisted memory care, you know, there's a lot of restrictions in place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really special.
Mm-hmm. Well, it keeps everyone connected.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
That's really key.
Yeah, it really is. We also were selected by a not-for-profit place called Pearls Memory Babies. And again, for our folks with memory concerns, they donate lifelike babies, dolls, to people with memory issues. Mm-hmm. And they selected us. And so yesterday we had a huge baby shower, and we presented every resident with a baby or a puppy.
Okay.
And for those that aren't baby people, they received a puppy. And it was precious, to say the least. And I won't cry right now, but it was precious to see that nurturing side of so many of our residents.
Mm-hmm.
And they give those to us. And we just ask, go visit Pearl's Memory Babies and donate if you wish, because it's a neat, neat thing.
Ooh, wow.
So that'll be on our Facebook soon, the baby shower. Yeah.
Hey, there's a couple million hits right there.
Yeah, yeah. So... besides that, golly.
And that's just been a ball, huh?
That's right. That's right. Let me think. All 100% of our residents have been vaccinated.
There you go.
Yep. We're having our last vaccine clinic today for those that need the second one, mm-hmm. and for our associates that need the second one. So things are looking up.
Whew. Been a long haul, hasn't it?
It has. It has. So...
Man,
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking like you just had the biggest sigh of relief. That this past year has been a long decade, hasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we laugh at work saying, it was either last week or 6 years ago. I can't quite remember.
Can't quite remember.
Uh-huh,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness sakes. Well, hats off to everybody there. And I know that this international attention has really been something kind of fun. It's had to have been just a real kick.
Yeah, it is. People are walking on air. Mm-hmm. And I think during a difficult time, mm-hmm. I think that's why it went viral. I think people were looking for fun and joy. And during somewhat of a difficult time, and especially when you're dealing with seniors, you know, they're a more vulnerable population, mm-hmm. and so the restrictions are high for those folks. And so when people just saw something fun and silly and joyful. It just, I think it struck a chord.
Oh, indeed. Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Now, if people want to know a little bit more about Green Country Village Senior Living community, besides the fact that we got some wicked drummers.
Right.
Yeah. What can we tell them? I mean, we've done this before, but boy, the attention's been on the fun. Yes, they do have fun. And it is a community.
Yes.
You are living out there. You're not just sitting around doing nothing.
Uh-uh.
That's why they call it a living community.
That's
because
right.
It is very alive.
Very much so.
Very vibrant.
You know, one thing that we're kind of excited about is that we are allowing on-site community appointments.
Good.
So we are not allowing walk-ins, but we are. But you can walk on to our website and see some videos and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're more interested, then you can call us at 335-2086 and schedule an on-site visit.
With the greatest of care.
With the greatest of care and some protocols placed. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're not allowing walk-ins.
Yeah.
But it's really nice to look around our website and just see what there is to offer. But then coming in to see our beautiful community in person, I think, is really important. And so now we're allowing that to happen. And so I welcome you to call us or get on our website or email us to let us know if you want to come by and take a look.
Now, I will tell you, folks, if you haven't been out there, it is worth making the appointment and getting a really good visual. Now, Casey was kind enough to give me a tour before the COVID thing hit, and the grounds are beautiful. They're immaculate, and I got to enjoy those too with the car show.
You're
always doing something.
Yes, that was so neat.
And then a couple of drive-by birthday parties too that we've had out there recently. But if you're able to take the tour with an appointment, you're going to find that yes, it is a community, and you do take great care of the residents there. And the dining, it's like being served at a restaurant. I mean, it is really nice. You've got your own library there.
Yep.
You've got, you know, neighbors that are fun to be around. You've also got an ice cream truck that roams the halls.
I know. Yep. You missed it yesterday.
I know.
It's Tuesdays at 2, but we really try to bring the fun to the residents, but the residents bring the fun to our community.
Yes, they do.
And so, you know, it's just, I kind of laugh about, it's a cruise ship that doesn't go anywhere. So you come and you dine and you have fun, and then you go back home. And
do
whatever you want, really. Yeah. And so it's just a joy to serve these wonderful people. One thing that has snuck up on me is that cooking extravaganza.
Are you going to share your chefs with us?
We are.
Ah,
yep.
Yes.
Indeed. I'm so excited. It's going to happen. And so David and Michael will come, and they told me what they were going to make, but I can't quite remember because I'm not the
I can tell you what it is. It's good.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's really good. I've had
and so
the work.
I may have to drag one of those guys here next month so that they can talk about what they're going to make, and that would be fun. But we love the radio station has supported Green Country, and we love being a part of your things that you offer, and so we're really excited to be able to do the cooking extravaganza with you guys.
Maybe we can drag you up north, too, to the other show. Who knows?
Oh, maybe so, yeah.
That'd be great. That would really be great.
Uh-huh.
But I got to tell you, this is going to be the first time I've actually seen the cooking show.
Because
I arrived
so
here
fun.
Just after it wrapped up.
Oh.
And then last year we had to postpone it.
That's right.
So this is going to be my first time.
Oh, it's neat.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is so much fun. And they do a great job of being able to present it so that the people out in the audience can see that with the cameras over the cooking stations. So you're really going to enjoy being a part of it. Yeah.
Well, this is going to be good. And I'm looking forward to seeing your chefs in action.
Yep. Very good.
Oh, man. Now, once again, how do folks find you online?
www.greencountryvillage.com, on our Facebook, Green Country, or you can call us 335-2086.
Casey, thanks for being with us.
Always good to be here.
Alrighty, take care now.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
It's time now to visit with our friends from OKM Music. Ryan Martin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Tom, how are you doing?
Well, you brought friends today.
I did.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm good.
Oh, my goodness sakes. You know something? Especially for kids is coming up. It has to be, right?